to the Excel at Consulting podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Angelina Davis, and I am very eager to get into our conversation on today, mainly because this is something that comes up over and over again, and it's something that I feel is extremely important, especially if you want to grow and flourish as a consultant. So you may be asking, what is that? This is something that you need to prioritize for better outcomes. And that thing is client feedback. So this conversation is all about feedback and how you're going to use that to your advantage. And we're going to talk about how you can get that feedback that you need right away.
Hello, and welcome to the Excel at Consulting podcast, dedicated to helping ambitious female consultants create an authentic and thriving consulting practice that stands out and excels in a male-dominated industry. In this space, we are ditching the never-ending hustle for intention and purpose as we cultivate our mindset, expand our knowledge, and prioritize our health, wellness, and happiness to offer our absolute best to the clients we serve. I'm your host, Dr. Angelina Davis, and I am the founder of Excel at Consulting. Join me as we leave our unique mark on the consulting world and create a business and life we love.
You know, I think we all can agree that one of the most awkward moments is when you have to sit down with someone, whether that's a boss or if it's a client, a customer, whoever it may be, and you have to ask for feedback. You have to ask them how their experience went, what they think, what their opinion is of your service. It is the most awkward moment, right? Because you don't know what they're going to say. In your mind, you have an idea of what you wanted to portray or the type of experience you wanted to provide, but you don't know if you were successful in doing that. And so it is very nerve-wracking to wait for someone to tell you their opinion or their perception of the service that you provided. So much so that oftentimes it is an experience that we look to avoid, and we will go out of our way to try and create scenarios where we can bypass getting this feedback and we can look for other ways to judge our performance that really, in all honesty, doesn't quite matter as much. You know why? Because we're not paying ourselves, right? So the client is going to be the one that is going to seek our services again or refer us to potential clients or just spread the word with regards to our business. So what the client thinks, their perceived value, their experience overall is what matters. And the only way to find that out is to seek feedback. Now, when we are thinking about feedback and the type of feedback we want to receive, we have to be very strategic in how we are asking for, looking for, studying, researching, etc., to get this information. Because what we don't want is to create a scenario where we are forcing that client to provide feedback that is not honest. Feedback isn't beneficial if it's not honest, if it is not the truth about what they actually experience, and allows us to use that in order to improve our services and make them better. Because that's the whole point. I often say that feedback is actually some of the best marketing research you could ever have. You have a client that has been a part of your service, that has collaborated with you, that is going to give you firsthand experience of going through that process. That is marketing research to the fullest, the best. But we often avoid it. We often avoid it because it is uncomfortable to hear. We don't know what it would be. We don't know what that feedback will look like. And because of that uncertainty, and because we don't want to be hurt, because in all honesty, often our businesses are our babies. It's something we poured our heart into. We put all of our efforts and time and blood and sweat into. And so no one wants to hear something negative, something that is going to make them feel defeated or make them feel as if they have not performed at their best. We don't want to hear that, but we need to hear that, because little do you know that Client feedback is actually one of the biggest assets that you have. One of the biggest. This will be something that can completely change the trajectory of your business. If you are able to receive client feedback, process it, act upon it, and improve your services, that is going to make you an even better consultant and have an even stronger business. So client feedback is a good thing. It's something that we want to get and we want to make sure that we're utilizing appropriately. Okay, so now that we know that feedback is important, we know that it's something that we need to get and we know why we need to get it, I want to switch our conversation and focus on how we're going to get the feedback that we need, how we're going to get the feedback that is going to be one of the biggest assets we have in our consulting business. And there are really three strategies that I have found over time are very effective in gathering client feedback, honest feedback that will be very helpful in helping to strengthen your consulting practice and your business. And so I want to walk through those three things today. Now, one of the first strategies that you can use to attain client feedback is to assess performance and progress. That is straightforward. If you are working as a consultant, then you are very used to having metrics and key performance indicators and other things that you track in order to know how you are performing and on a given project. So I want you to think of your client as a project. Think of it that way. And what you want to do is really establish some metrics. You want to think about what you can track over time to see whether or not you are meeting certain performance standards. And these are performance standards that you are going to set for yourself. You can also use standards that are set from an outside source, but in most cases, you are setting a standard for yourself based upon the values and mission that you have for your business, for your company, as well as what you want to accomplish with that client in terms of their outcomes and their overall progress. So you want to establish these metrics. And in addition to that, you want to be able to set milestones so that you get to a certain point over time and you can monitor whether or not you're reaching these milestones and then whether or not you're reaching those milestones in a timely manner. That, once again, allows you to assess your performance, to assess how well you are carrying your client through a particular process, whatever that process may be. And one other component of this is having a timeline. So in assessing performance and assessing progress, you want to do that in a particular time frame. The time frame is going to be one that you have established based upon the scope of the work that you're providing, as well as the client's expectations in terms of outcome or what outcomes you have initially established at the onset of your collaboration. All those things are important. Everything from metrics to milestones and a timeline, those are all key components to you actually assessing performance and progress with the client over time. Being able to do that will allow yourself, if you're really observant, to obtain feedback from the client, because you know if a client is not reaching certain milestones, if they are not achieving or meeting certain metrics or meeting expectations by a certain timeline or outcomes by a certain timeline or time point, then that is going to be an indicator that maybe there is something that needs to be adjusted or changed. And that is feedback within itself. That's one way that you can set and establish some checkpoints to really determine whether or not you are meeting the client's expectations or the expectations that you have set for your work with that client. That is a type of client feedback. One that you don't have to broadcast, and one actually that's a little bit easier to obtain because these can be built into the process and not require that direct interaction per se with the client in terms of them just vocalizing and expressing how they feel. So one strategy that you can use is to assess performance and progress. So the second strategy is something that we commonly use in a lot of different areas, and that is giving a survey. So surveying, whether it's blinded or unblinded, can be a very helpful way to obtain client feedback. Now, we are very used to giving or receiving surveys at the end of a process. The client has gone through a process with you or a service with you, and after that service is complete, they receive a survey. That happens in so many business scenarios. But oftentimes, although that survey point is extremely valuable, it is not the only time point at which you can administer a survey, because a survey, once again, can help you even as you move through the process with your client. So there are a number of ways that you can approach this. I personally have used surveys with my clients in the past, and I find them to be very helpful. Actually, I like to send surveys at random time points because I like to catch clients in the middle of an engagement so that they are actively at work. They're typically not at a point where they are assessing or drawing a conclusion per se with regards to the totality of the services I've provided, but they are moving through and thinking about their journey. And I like to capture that assessment at that point, or that survey at that point, for that reason. I want to see what they think about the journey. I also want to see what they think about the end, at the end of the process or at the end of the collaboration, but I really do want to have a better understanding and awareness of what the actual process looks like. Now, when you are surveying clients, there are two ways you can do it. You can do it as a blinded survey or an unblinded survey. Once again, I have done both. The unblinded survey is a very awkward experience. I'm not a fan of it. I think that it is very helpful when you're doing it for research, and that is really the setting where I've used it most often. In those instances, you want to ensure that the survey is being administered in a similar fashion, and there are other needs that and requirements that have to be met in regards to administering the survey that requires it to be an unblinded process. But what I found is that unblinded surveys don't really give you the honest and full perspective of the client. And for that reason, I personally have not found them to be very helpful when it comes to using them for the purpose of building and improving your business or improving your consulting practice. What I actually prefer to do is use a blinded survey. And this works best when you are working with a number of clients and is a general tool that goes out, because then the client understands that it is a blinded survey and they know that you're working with other clients, and therefore they can respond to this survey and not have to provide their name. And for their answers, their honest answers and feedback to remain blinded or unknown, so that they feel comfortable providing a very truthful answer. Now, if you are working with only one client or very few, this may not necessarily work. This is a scenario, or that is a scenario, where you want to use an unblinded survey if you're going to use that as a form of assessment or client feedback. But just know that surveys can really be anything that you want them to be. They can go as deep or be as surface level as you desire. It is all dependent upon the information that you are trying to collect. So really think very long and hard about what information you need in order to improve your services in the future. What do you want to know in order to make the experience better for the client as they're going through the journey? Once again, that's why I like to get it in the midst of the process, so I can improve their journey so they have a better outcome at the end. But even if you get it at the end of the collaboration, or the end of the engagement, then you want to make sure that you are asking questions that will allow you to improve your services for the next client that will come along. So surveys are a tried and true, very, very helpful way of assessing client feedback. Now, last but not least, I saved the best for last, and you are probably going to think this is pretty funny, but it is actually very, very true. The third strategy is just to simply ask. Ask. That simple. It is to ask the client for their feedback. And you can do this verbally. You can do this through in the conversation, that is scheduled in a set point in time where you do a check-in or a review. I've seen it successfully done. I don't necessarily do this myself, but I've seen it successfully done after you may have a meeting where at the end you ask if there is anything else that could have been done differently or how the process could have been improved. One thing that I do is I will ask at the end of each meeting, is there anything else that you need or is there anything that is not meeting your expectation? So those are all opportunities to simply ask for the feedback. Now you have to get comfortable with hearing it because there will be times where you may receive some feedback that may be a little bit difficult to hear. But overall, asking is a very good practice because number one, it makes you comfortable with receiving that feedback and receiving that information and being able to use it and put it into practice right away. And then also it allows you to make changes immediately. So you don't have to wait until you get to the end of a project or end of an engagement that may be 3, 4, 5 months out, a year out, et cetera, in order to make change. You're able to get that right away. So the one thing that I want to really encourage you to do is that if you're going to use the strategy of just asking the client for feedback, that you ask early and you ask often. So early and often. You don't want to just ask one time. Because remember, when you're asking and you're having this conversation, this one-on-one with the client and asking for feedback, that is a scenario where the client initially may not feel comfortable. You don't feel comfortable receiving it. But then also in many cases, unless there has been something horrible that has happened, which I don't think would be the case, but unless that does occur, then typically the client is also going to feel a little bit uncomfortable sharing how they really feel. However, when that question is asked repeatedly over and over again in different forms and formats, then the client becomes very comfortable expressing themselves with time because they register that as a way of you saying that you want to hear that feedback, that they can feel comfortable and relaxed providing that feedback to you and that that feedback is valuable. So you want to make sure that you're asking early because you want to be able to act upon it, make a change so that it can impact the client's journey and their outcomes. And then also ask often because you want to make sure that you're checking in. That's one. But then also you want to provide a certain level of comfort to the client so that they can be very forthcoming with regards to the feedback that they're providing to you. So asking is a very simple and straightforward approach to receiving client feedback and actually one of probably the most commonly used and best strategies that is out there. So just to recap, we have been talking about one of the biggest assets that you have available to you, and that is client feedback. And we discussed three strategies that you can use in order to assess client feedback so that you can improve your consulting services and your consulting business. And those include one, assessing performance and progress, and doing that, once again, using metrics, milestones, and a timeline. Number two is to survey, blinded or unblinded, your choice, but make sure that you are providing a survey as a possible strategy. And three, ask, simply asking, early and often is always best. So I hope that this has helped. I hope you have really just started to think more and more about how you can obtain client feedback and use that to your advantage and allow that to help you create a very high performing service and process for your clients, and that will help grow your business even more and even further. And if you're in this phase of business growth and you're finding it hard to kind of navigate it all and keep up with the pace and really finding the time and energy to do all the things that it will take in order to get your business to the next level, then I have a resource for you. If you visit excellaconsulting.com, there is a free, and I say free, 25-page starter guide that will help you go from exhausted to effortless business growth. And you can log on and grab that to help you navigate your journey. Also, if you've enjoyed this podcast episode and you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, I ask that you subscribe and also leave a comment or feedback. And if you are able to join me on Instagram, I'd love to have you there too, at Dr. Angelina Davis. is my Instagram handle, and feel free to DM me or actually add a screenshot of this particular episode in your stories and share that, because I would love to have more listeners just like you. So until next time, take care.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excella Consulting Podcast. I hope that this conversation has been helpful and will support and enhance your consulting journey. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes or post a screenshot of you tuning in today to Instagram stories while tagging me at Excella Consulting. I would love to connect with you on Instagram. For the show notes and more information from today's episode, visit excellaconsulting.com/podcast. There you can also learn about Excella Consulting and services offered. I think that wraps up our time together this week. Until next time, take care.